Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. I know we talk a lot on this podcast about downsizing, about homeschooling, about building wealth on one income. And I usually share the perks because they are real. I tell you how downsizing gives us more flexibility, how it lets us move money into different buckets, how it creates space for presence, not just productivity. I talk about how I enjoy doing things myself, like grooming my dog, doing my own nails, cutting my boy's hair, not because I have to, but because it works for our family, and I genuinely enjoy it. But what I don't always talk about is the weight of it, and today I want to talk about that. Because choosing a different path requires a level of emotional maturity that nobody really prepares you for. It requires boundaries. It requires restraint. It requires constantly asking yourself, is this the battle I want to fight? In some days, it's heavy, especially when you're building something first generation. When you look at the economy, when you look at the cost of living, when you look at the systems that weren't built with you in mind, it can feel like you're carrying not just your own decisions, but the future of your family on your shoulders. And that weight doesn't always feel inspiring. Sometimes it feels exhausting. Sometimes it feels like a burden. And there's also loneliness that comes with doing things differently, especially when you're surrounded by people who don't see the world the way you do. Not because they're wrong, not because you're better, but because your perspective is different. You start noticing things others overlook. You think long term while others think survival. You plan for 10 years ahead while others are focused on next month. And when your environment doesn't match your mentality, you end up holding a lot inside. You become the one processing quietly, the one caring of the vision, the one sitting with the questions that don't have immediate answers. And that can feel isolating. There are days I ask myself, is this even worth it? Is all this restraint worth it? Is all this intentional living worth it? Is building wealth for our kids and our kids' kids worth the emotional cost? And the honest answer, some days the downside feels louder than the perks. Some days obedience doesn't feel peaceful. It feels inconvenient. It feels uncomfortable. It feels unseen. Because obedience isn't always exciting. It's steady. It's choosing what aligns even when it's not fun. But here's what I've learned. You can't only live for the future, and you can't ignore it either. You have to learn how to hold both, to plan responsibly while still enjoying the now, to be disciplined without becoming miserable, to stay obedient without losing joy. That means finding hobbies that fill you back up, keeping a list of places you love to go, letting yourself enjoy small comforts without guilt. It means learning how to be where your feet are, even while you're building something bigger. Because for me personally, I've learned to use my hobbies to inspire me, to teach me something new, to keep me like, oh wow, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I want to go to more bookstores. I want to library hop. And library hopping to me is like trying different libraries for myself and my kids. Or, and my husband as well when he's able to go. Or going to Barnes & Noble. Learning about new plays or listening to classical music. Or just for me, I'm into wine. And so like learning about the different wines, educating myself about these different hobbies, it brings me so much joy. It brings me passion and it keeps me going. But if you're listening to this and thinking, she makes it sound easy, please know it is not. I don't always have it together. I'm not immune to doubt. I don't walk this path without feeling the weight of it, but I do believe this. Just because something is heavy doesn't mean it's wrong. And just because obedience feels lonely sometimes doesn't mean you're off course. You're allowed to grieve what you gave up and honor what you're building. You're allowed to enjoy the present and prepare for the future. And you don't have to carry it perfectly, just faithfully. Like I tell my sons, and we say this every single day, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't trust your own understanding, or don't lean on your own understanding, however you want to interpret that. But with that said, keep going. Don't give up. This journey is tough. It requires grit. It requires patience. It requires, I don't like to say the word sacrifice. I like to say investments, because sacrifice means you're losing something, when investments mean you're putting into something for later. So if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone, leave a comment. And until next episode, thank you for the support. Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.